We will now continue with the actual mortgage burning portion of today's service. From the seeming impossible to the existing incredible, highlights along the journey. A church building program in any church is a difficult and delicate endeavor. There are so many critical decisions to be made, so much money to be raised, so many opportunities for divisions to occur. But in the case of Norn Alliance in the early to mid-1990s, it was either build or burst. Attendance was at a maximum of our seating capacity, so the decision was made, a building committee appointed, an architect hired, and the project begun. It is amazing how God paves the way for His plans to be accomplished. Months before, He had providentially placed in our congregation a choice young couple, John and Lori Pulowski. John was a construction manager for the Farmore Corporation, and he was the ideal building committee chairman. Comparative bidding for an architect led us to Robert Frost, who had designed the first two units of the building. Careful selection and divine guidance directed us to the First National Bank of Harmony, where the board had approved a loan for $500,000. And the bank president, Mr. James Loffer, prayed with us for God's blessing at the signing. All legal work was done by attorney James Duffy with his compliments. Corey Construction Company was awarded the contract, and we were on our way. In the planning phase of the project, surveys were prepared and distributed to virtually everyone in the congregation, seeking suggestions for what they might like to see included in the new building. Over 120 responses were received, and each was carefully evaluated, and all but a very few, like a swimming pool, were incorporated into the final plans. The following is a brief overview of highlights along the journey.
The construction contract was awarded to the Corey Construction Company of New York, and Mr. Roger Rodman of Latrobe was assigned as project manager. Groundbreaking occurred on Sunday, December 12, 1993, with various representatives of the church turning over a shovel full of dirt. Excavation was done by MC Painter Excavating Company, and one of our own beloved members, the late Calvin Painter, did most of it. Soon the footers were poured, the foundation blocks laid, and the erection of the superstructure begun. The arches were hoisted and secured, the walls constructed, the roof put on, the steeple installed, the bricks laid, and the exterior completed. So as to save some money, the congregation had opted to do the interior painting and some of the trim work. An incredible number of people volunteered, and Phil McLaughlin, the head elder at the time, and also manager of the local Sherwin-Williams paint store, saw to it that the paint was of superior quality and at a good price. The frontispiece, which had been designed by John Pavlosky, building committee chairperson, was built by our own Clyde Simpson and his late brother Bill. Clyde also supervised its installation with a lot of help. The carpet was laid, and the organ and piano were moved from their former worship center to the new sanctuary. Following that, the pews were installed. Along with the construction of the new building, a significant amount of remodeling had to be done to the first unit. Walls and folding partitions had to be relocated, the kitchen enlarged, new equipment installed, etc. Finally, all was ready, and the dedication was set for Sunday, October 16, 1994, just 13 years ago this past week.
During those 13 years, much has occurred. Time does not allow for the recognition of all who have been involved, or even a sampling of the events that have occurred. If you will look around after the service, you will see labeled pictures of some of these. If your picture is not there, please understand the omission was not intentional. Since the dedication of this unit, a myriad of replacements, upgrades, and improvements have been added, such as computerized lake dimming system in the control room, the paving of the parking lot, the purchase of a new organ, the upgrading of the sound system, the expansion of the kitchen, an addition to the storage building, some minor remodeling within the first unit and the central office, the installation of a new computer system, remodeling of the restrooms in units 1 and 2, the recarpeting of floors throughout, except in the sanctuary, the installation of a new lighting system in what is now the fellowship hall, and the addition of shelving in the library. All of this is paid for. God has indeed blessed. What appeared to be the seeming impossible has become the existing incredible. By divine arrangement, we were privileged to have the distinguished president of our denomination at that time, Dr. David Rambo, as our featured speaker. He preached a unique and powerful message entitled Hanging from the Light Fixture. It was about Zacchaeus, that hated little tax collector who climbed that sycamore tree to get a peek of Jesus, and how Jesus stopped, addressed him, announced that salvation had come to his house that day, and went home with him for dinner. It seems fitting that we see and hear an excerpt from that sermon this morning.
What kind of church do you want to be? I want to tell you this in forewarning. If you want to be a church for publicans and sinners, you are going to choose a hard, hard place. And a few of the saints, as they climb up the ladder to the light fixture, are going to murmur. But does Jesus love anybody better than the other? No. Yes. I came, he said, not to call the good people, but I came for the bad people. Those who are sick, and how many people out there are sick and are the people for whom Jesus came. Be a good church. But while you are, and while you're ministering so well to one another, don't forget the story. And don't forget her. For them, and may I say, especially for them, Jesus came. Do thou.
From the seeming impossible to the existing incredible. The projected cost of the project, $550,000. The actual cost of the project, $561,404. An overrun of only $11,404, or slightly over 2%. Our mortgage was to be amortized over 15 years. It was paid off after only 12 years and 5 months. Original cost of the development of the Norn Alliance Church physical properties. The land, $57,000. Building, the first unit, $139,650,000. Second unit, $67,200. The third unit, $561,404, for a total cost of $825,254. Estimated current replacement value, the land, $250,000. Building, $2,550,000. Equipment, $100,000. Total replacement value today, $2.9 million. Over and above funds used for the liquidation of the mortgage were those expended for the operating expenses of the church, and, what is more important, from January 1st, 1994 to May of 2007, $474,292 was given to the Great Commission Fund. Far beyond the great material achievements are the countless spiritual blessings of souls saved, bodies healed, victories won, people discipled, and the gospel spread to the ends of the earth. From the seeming impossible to the amazing incredible.